You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mentions the profile of Rivka Imenu Alav Shalom. It mentions that she was, who was her father's name? Betuel, and the brother name? Laban. So here it says that at the age of 40, Yisrael Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Lekachto et Rivka, Bat Betuel, Harami Padan Aram, Achod Laban. So now, what is that? It's very puzzling. In the previous parasha, we see so many pesukim about how great she is and all the great things that she did, you know, as far as taking care of Eliezer and the camels and all of that. And all of a sudden, we see such a negative point. Why the Torah has to mention that Rivka had a father like Betuel, because he was a very wicked man. And Laban, that we see in this coming parasha, that was, you know, all the terrible things that he did to Yaakov Avinu. Why? You understand?
Yes, it could be from every family, it could have one tzaddik.
Fine. But why you have to mention that she had this negative side? Because already you know about her, that how great she is at the age of 3, you know, what the effort she made. So all of a sudden, and it's like you destroy everything. Why you have to mention? Why? So actually, as you said, it's not a negative point. Actually, it's a positive point. Because Torah Talmud wants to teach us, even though that she had such a wicked father and a wicked brother, still, she stayed tzaddik. So that's why Torah Talmud is informing us that many times one might feel, you know, maybe my background, you know, it's not that derachshan, so glorified, you know, this, that, you know. But we see here that's absolutely a mistake, because actually that makes it to be praiseworthy. Because even though, and in such an environment, you stay tzaddik or tzaddiket, we see what a favor you find in the eyes of Ribbono Shel Olam. And we see that when Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka Imenu, they prayed, which tefillah was accepted?
Yitzhak.
So now here Rashi is teaching us why. Because when Tzaddik, the son of Tzaddik, prays, compared to Tzaddiket, that is the daughter of a wicked, which tefillah is accepted?
The one that is the parents was crooked.
But you just told me that, you know, Rivka Imenu is praiseworthy because she had such a wicked father. Now you're changing your mind. What would happen all of a sudden? You just told me that the Torah is mentioning his father and the brother to tell us that how great she was. Now all of a sudden you change your mind. What happened?
It's harder to stay
tzaddik
when the parents are
crooked. I know, but if, as he says in the Gemara, that when one repents, the place that he will attain is even greater than a great, great tzaddikim. Fine, but still, if somebody goes against all the terrible environment and stays righteous, so as we just said, Hashem,
than somebody that
beautiful, very nice. So now here there's a very beautiful point that it says that Yitzhak Avinu prayed to Hashem lenochach ishto. What does lenochach ishto means? You recall the pasuk? It says lenochach ishto.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I thought you can help me. What does it mean, lenochach ishto? You recall the term?
Comfort.
John?
Comfort.
No. Let me say for the sake. For the sake. Actually, the simple meaning is for the sake of his wife. But actually, the depth of the matter here is, why and how could it be that the Yitzhak Avinu tefillah will be accepted compared to Rivka Imenu? How could you explain this? And the answer here is, what's the answer?
Because of her,
not for himself. Yeah, of course. You always have to pray for your wife. That goes without saying. I'm sorry.
Because of his wife.
Beautiful. Very nice. So actually, the beautiful and powerful point, you listening?
Yes.
Yeah. The beautiful and powerful point here is that Tzotzon is teaching us why Yitzhak Avinu's tefillah was accepted. Because he used the zechut of Rivka Imenu. When he says lenochach ishto, that means he prayed to Hashem, please answer me bizchut my wife. So here you see unbelievable powerful point that anytime you pray to Hashem bizchut of your wife, your tefillah would be immediately accepted. Yeah, it's the greatest remedy for Monday morning. And it's good. She's a filatin, and the Rubal Ratzon.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.